Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, May 15th. Owen Sound police have identified the victim in a fatal hit-and-run collision. On Saturday at about 3 a.m., a pedestrian was hit by a vehicle near the intersection of 5th Street East and 5th Avenue East. The vehicle fled the scene. The victim has been identified as 19-year-old Rohan O'Donoghue of Owen Sound. The family has requested privacy as they grieve their loss. Police say following consultation with legal counsel, a 21-year-old man from Owen Sound surrendered to police. He's charged with failing to stop at an accident causing death and dangerous operation causing death. Police continue to ask the community for any relevant camera footage or information. OPP have charged a man with impaired and dangerous driving after a rollover crash in Erin Eldersley. South Bruce OPP responded to a report of a single vehicle collision along Bruce Road 10 at around 8:20 last night. Police say officers found a car had left the road and rolled. They say the investigating officer detected signs of impairment from the driver. The vehicle was heavily damaged. The driver had only minor injuries. A 24-year-old Orangeville man is charged with impaired and dangerous operation. Some renovation work is underway at the former Leggett building in downtown Owen Sound. City manager Tim Simmons says interior structural work, including new steel beams, as well as the installation of a new facade, windows, and roof have begun at the property, which is owned by SMB Inc. The property used to be the longtime home of Leggett Furniture, which closed in 2015. Simmons says the new owners always had the intent to refurbish the building and have come around to doing that now. They anticipate it will take 3 to 4 months. Simmons doesn't know what kind of business it will be.
It was a special place. It's been a long-standing retail corner. It has a lot of potential, and I think just for the downtown River District in general.
You could have your photography all over town if you submit a photo for Saugeen Shores annual calendar. The Capture the Shores submission deadline is coming up May 24th. The town is encouraging you to gather your best photos of Saugeen Shores in spring, summer, fall, or winter and submit them online for your chance to be featured in the 2026 environmental calendar. A new report says paddlers account for half of all boating deaths. The release from the OPP says of the 131 boaters killed on water patrolled by the OPP over the past 5 years, 56 were paddlers. They broke those numbers down further, saying 34 were canoeists, 17 were kayakers, and 5 were using stand-up paddle boards. They say the data makes a compelling case for the value in wearing a life jacket. The Ontario government has released its budget. It says the deficit is projected to be $6 billion, $3.8 billion lower than the outlook published in the 2024 budget. Some highlights include $500 million for a new critical minerals processing fund, supporting new resources and opportunities for Indigenous equity partnerships, investing in manufacturing and processing in Ontario, and a fund of up to $5 billion designed to provide businesses with critical support to protect jobs. They also propose permanently removing tolls from the 407 East. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 205 points to 25,897. The Dow Jones is up 271 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.6 U.S. cents, up 0.09 of a cent. And the price of oil is $61.77, down $1.38 a barrel. In sports, 2 games in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Game 5's in the Carolina-Washington and Dallas-Winnipeg matchups. The Hurricanes and Stars can punch their tickets to the conference finals with wins. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs will try to keep their season alive in Game 6 against the Florida Panthers. The OHL Championship Series could be decided tonight in London. The Knights host the Oshawa Generals in Game 5 and hold a 3-1 series lead. A win and London will lock up their second straight J. Ross Robertson Cup. The Owen Sound Bay Sox play on the road against New Lowell in the North Dufferin Baseball League tonight. And in local lacrosse, Owen Sound takes on Orangeville in the Junior Elite Women's League. Tomorrow, the Junior B North Stars host the Elora Hawks at the Durham Community Center. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, A 40% chance of showers tonight and a risk of a thunderstorm, a low around 16 degrees. A chance of showers tomorrow morning, breezy, a high of 21, the UV index 7 or high. Cloudy with a 60% chance of showers Saturday and a high of 19. Right now it's 21 degrees in Lion's Head, 24 in Hanover, 19 in Meaford, and it's 25 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.